Thanks for listening to this podcast from Cradle My Heart. For more information about this podcast, you can visit our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.
Well, as it is sometimes when you're in a dysfunctional family, unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever the case may be, I found that at 17, when I was a senior in high school, I discovered that I was pregnant. Of course, it was no surprise, because when you're doing what you're doing, that is the most of the time, that's the outcome. But when I told my mother that I was pregnant, there really was no choice in the matter. She immediately said that it had to be taken care of. So I went to Planned Parenthood. They made an appointment for me. This was in 1973, so it was very soon after Roe v. Wade was passed. It was in January. And I ended up in New York City and at the Planned Parenthood there, where walked in on a Sunday morning, and I can't even tell you whether the sky was gray, whether the sky was blue. I have no idea. It was dark in there. There were women. They immediately separated the men from the women, and I had a girlfriend and her boyfriend were with me, and separated them from me, and then taken back for the procedure. There was no anesthesia, and it was very painful. It was a painful physical procedure. At one point, the nurse that was in there, I reached out to grab her hand because I was in so much pain, and she backed up from me and just had this look on her face. I will never, ever forget that. So when you go to places like that and you expect that you're going to get some comfort because it's supposed to be fine, it's supposed to be legal, and you have the person who you would think is supposed to give you some comfort backing away from you. That's the story right there in a nutshell.
Hi, I'm Kim Catola. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Cradle My Heart program page on myfaithradio.com.